Hello and welcome to the sixth podcast of the Summer Library. I am Paul Sorrell along with T.R. Parker. T.R., it is the end of July and it is hot.
Yeah, it is hot. It is, I guess, what they call the dog days of summer. Is that what they call that? Where did that phrase come from anyway?
I have no idea, but,
yeah.
But dog, it, cat, but,
yeah, right.
Doesn't
We're here.
Matter.
It is hot.
It's hot, man.
It is hot, but the summer is sort of coming to an end. I mean, it just seems like so you know, not so long ago that it was just the beginning of the summer. We were going to get all of these things done, and now here we are. We're rolling into the month of August and then rolling into the fall semester.
I know. Time goes by quickly.
But we, you know, and I took some vacation time a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when I left, like at the end of June, I felt like things were really quiet around the office. You know,
right.
We were all kind of working quietly in our offices and things were. But man, since I've been back, it just feels like things are really starting to take off, and there's never a kind of a spare moment.
I know.
We're really doing a lot of things happening.
I have felt the same way.
Really?
June was a little slow and quiet, and now July is
bumping.
One thing after another, which is great.
What have been some of those things for you, Paul?
Well, I've been working on several projects for the library and putting out some promotional materials and things like that. So that's been keeping me busy. Yeah. I also got a new computer.
Yeah, I saw that. Can you tell us about your new computer?
Well, I have gone over to the Mac world side.
Oh, he's gone to the evil empire.
That's right. Well, I'm joining you now.
Yeah, I've been in the evil empire for a long time.
That's right. So,
but I'm trying to get out. I'm thinking about an Android phone.
Oh, no.
For my next phone. So,
well,
I'm trying to get out of the Death Star or the evil empire.
Well, you know, there, I think. Their earnings were up this month or something, but
Apple was.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're on a roll.
Oh yeah, they're
Apple on a roll.
Yeah,
what
Apple on a roll. So, but they do make excellent machines, particularly when it comes to doing things like what we're doing today, making a podcast and editing those things. And
oh yeah,
yeah,
it's a very cool machine. It's an iMac, and it's taking some getting used to. You know, it's a different world. They do things a little differently than the Windows operating system, but I am really enjoying it.
Yeah, and they like to let you know about it. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I feel like there are some computer wars going on right now, kind of control over the media, information, computer world. And and Apple is definitely one of the major players in that world, Google being one of the others, and Amazon and others, but definitely some battles going on in terms of software. Microsoft Windows, obviously, Microsoft being another player in those battles for control.
And hopefully it's all for the good of mankind and not for nefarious means.
No, I don't believe that for a moment. It's they're not doing it for the good of mankind.
No, it's for the bottom line and
yeah.
For world domination.
At the end of the day. But hopefully we can use these tools for the good of mankind, and hopefully that this podcast is for the good of mankind.
Well, we certainly hope that it's for the good of the union community.
Yeah, we're here to better your mankindness and womankindness.
Yes, and today we have a very special guest.
Very special guest.
And our guest today is Beth Lynn, and Beth is the collection development contact in the library, and she now I'm going to give it to Beth. Beth has been a trooper. She's a little under the weather. She's not feeling well, but she has agreed to press on and to join us today for our podcast. So after this break, we'll be right back with the one and only Beth Lynn. Back. We are back from break, and joining us now is the one, the only, thank goodness, Beth Lynn. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Beth. How are you today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I think it's safe to say that for all of us in the library, Beth is probably one of our favorite people.
Absolutely. One of the most popular.
She's sort of like the library counselor. We all have problems. We go to her office. She helps us work through it, you know.
Yeah.
We can confide in her.
Oh,
I know,
too
you know,
much.
I have a very fond memory of Beth when I first came to Union for my interview. We were all in the conference room upstairs, and everyone was interviewing me. And I looked over, and Beth was smiling and laughing and passing notes as if she were in like the fifth grade. And then later when I was back on the plane, I had Wi-Fi access on the plane. I sent her an email. And I said, I enjoyed meeting you. I enjoyed interviewing. I think you sent me an email, didn't you? Yeah,
probably
I think
so.
You.
Probably I think told you what I wrote yeah, about you in the note.
Right. I said that was okay. Actually, what I thought about that writing the note was it just made me realize that people here really like to communicate with each other and cared about each other. And I thought it was a fun atmosphere. So it was a good thing, not a bad thing.
Note was very instrumental in your hiring.
Yeah, that was the thing that put it through.
Sure.
But it was
something I observed, and then later on we discussed it.
Yeah.
And it
yeah,
was a good thing.
Sure. well, Beth, you're a good thing. So we're glad you're here today.
And thank you.
Glad you were able to push through your not feeling well. We really hope you feel better. Now, Beth, tell us what is your title? A lot of people know you, probably more than many of the people in the library, but what is your actual title? And tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Well, when I first came, I was actually called an acquisitions technician, which kind of sounds industrial.
Yeah.
But anyway, so through the years, we kind of changed the title, but now it's collection development coordinator.
Yeah.
And because I do order different formats, books, media, ebook, it seems like a pretty good fit title for that type of thing. So,
yeah.
That's my title.
It sounds really, really like highfalutin, you know, like collection coordinator to me, like getting everybody, which is in a sense what you do. So essentially, if anybody needs anything for the library, we go to Beth, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of
for resources, for books and media.
Sure, for books
e-books,
and media and e-books. Right. And you've helped work through some of the databases, too, and buying things. And keep track of the budgets as well.
Right.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize is that the library has an annual budget, and we allocate that budget out to the various academic departments because the goal of the library is to meet the needs of the academic
of every department
mm-hmm. fairly, assessing how much books or media or films or resources in that subject normally cost, how big the department is, and then looking at that and trying to distribute that budget.
It's based
fairly
on class load, how many hours are taught in each department. And like you said, the price of books, the price of media, and then each department is allocated according to a precise allocation formula.
Yeah. And so you help the faculty and others with buying things and keeping track of those budgets, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're always just such a friendly face that people just love.
Well,
and I've never been told no when I wanted something. I've never gotten the no yet. Eventually I will because I'll probably overuse
we assume that whenever something is requested, it comes our way, that it's there's a real need for it. And we try. We have the money. We basically, we really try to get the resources out there that the faculty need for teaching their students.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Well, that is. And we do a great – and you do a great job.
Well, thank you. Well, we do. It is a collective concept, and we work well with faculty and the representatives. Each department has their own representative, and we work really well with them to try to get what they need.
Cool. That's so great. Now, we've added some new things to try to meet those needs. We've bought quite a few books this summer, but we've also added some new databases.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the process of how we decided on those databases and maybe we can talk a little bit about what those are? The first thing I see on here is the Biblical Archaeology Society online.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jeannie Bird actually was instrumental in getting that for us. It was a request from the Theology and Missions Department, and they felt like that was something that their students needed for their research. So we went ahead and purchased that.
Yeah, I know that Professor Dubas has used that and really likes that.
Right.
And that'll put that on the research guide at guides.uu.edu/biblical studies.
Right. Put a plug in for that.
Yeah, a little plug for my research.
That's great.
My research guides are like behind. When you look at the guides page, all the popular guides, I've got like one in the top 10. I can't believe it because I've worked hard on my research guides. But yeah. So
well, it's hard to keep up with all the new things that we're buying. And
yeah. But that is going to be great for biblical studies and theology and looking at the time period and biblical backgrounds as well. Now, we've talked about this before, but we just added this summer, right at the end of the spring term, Films on Demand. Can you tell us a little bit about that process and does that mean to replace DVDs?
Well, yes, we have had some that we've replaced because they were available with this product.
DVDs or VHS?
We replaced the VHS because that is an obsolete format.
Sure, sure.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And we do not.
I don't have a video player anymore.
No, not many people do. But
Paul probably does.
Why, yes, I do.
He's old school, but you have a Mac
too,
now,
but,
so you're...
And I have a DVD player.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. I just don't have a Blu-ray.
Do you have
a
DVR?
Well, I used to, but, you know...
But that's obsolete now.
Well, no.
But we do have Blu-ray players in the library.
There we do.
That's right.
Okay,
yes,
both
of
the viewing rooms. I just want to say that.
But I have a Betamax player.
Oh.
It was my brother's.
Oh,
and I do
cool.
have one Betamax tape, and that's the only reason he... gave it. Well, he didn't want it anymore, and that's the only reason I wanted it, because it was a tape of me in a show here at Union, and so that was the only format, and
it's sentimental.
And now Paul and Beth, sort of related to Films on Demand, do either one of you have Netflix subscription?
I did at one time.
You did?
At one time.
Yeah, and you got rid of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Their prices have just gone up.
I know.
Yeah, so that's been
60%.
Controversial. But there are a lot of free. I just found out about Sony provides this free website called Crackle, where you can stream movies online for free. But they don't have a lot of movies, but they do have some movies. And actually, brings us back to Films on Demand.
That's what you can do.
Now, these
with
are
this
academic
product.
Films.
Right.
So,
but some are, you know, they've got some from the ABC 2020.
Yeah, the 2020
series.
A lot of documentaries on this.
Documentaries.
Mm-hmm. BBC.
BBC.
Arts and
PBS,
Entertainment. A&E. PBS.
PBS.
Yeah.
It's not just films for the humanities products.
And this can be streamed from any computer, whether on or off campus?
That's correct.
You know, I recently just finished the new biography, or the biography that came out in 2010, of Dietrich Bonhoeffer by Eric Metaxas. And after that, I became really interested in this guy's life, because he was killed by Nazis in Germany at 3 weeks before Hitler committed suicide. Bonhoeffer was killed, and he had a fiance waiting on him. It was horrible. So I became interested. So I searched Films on Demand for Bonhoeffer and found a little something I could stream to find out more. So you can do things like that. It's pretty neat.
Right. And in replacing some VHS this summer with DVDs was one of our goals this summer. I found several titles that we didn't have to purchase a DVD, because now it's available on Films on Demand.
Yeah. And now
it's really a good thing.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the physical formats of VHS and DVD, some of you coming to the library that are looking for DVDs might go back to the media room where you used to, of back room in the library, the hidden stash.
The cave.
But the DVDs are now out in the library by the TV, which has the Blu-ray player. So if you're looking to just browse for a film to watch on the weekend, or if you're looking for a particular documentary, they are all out on the shelf by where the new books are. As you come into the library, just look to your right. All the DVDs are out there. So that's kind of
nice.
Yeah, and another reason to kind of begin weeding or getting rid of some old VHS.
Well, and it highlights what we have.
Yeah.
Showcases what we have that many people are not aware of.
Sure. That's great.
The way to do it is get it out there.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of good movies.
We do.
feature films that people just
aren't
aware of.
Excellent Disney collection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this will make it a lot easier for people to browse, to see what we have, to check things out.
We have purchased all the American Film Institute top 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all over there. So it's I know it was someone's goal one summer to try to watch all those over the summer.
Yeah.
So,
wow, that's 100 films in the summer. Mm-hmm. That's like a film a day.
Film per day. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an ambitious
That's an
goal.
Undertaking.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if she accomplished it or not, but it was one of our professors here. And
wow.
So I helped her find some one day. And so, but they're also searchable in the catalog.
Yeah.
You want to search them that way.
Yeah. And speaking of the catalog, I have another little plug.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much in beta mode right now, but we are going to be launching a new catalog. We had our first meeting, and I've had a look at how that's going to look. It's much more user-friendly than what we have now. I'm really excited about that.
And I'm sure we'll have a podcast dedicated just
to
that.
Yeah, we will have it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to spill the beans early. But
yeah,
a little teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser. But anyway, okay.
Launch it.
We'll launch it. We'll get it launched
at
some point. There will probably be some things to work out, but and so another thing that we just added, and it was Oxford Bibliographies Online.
That was something that was much recommended by some faculty members, and so Jeannie Bird and Annabeth got together and. Conference with some of them, and they decided on these four bibliography subject areas, and so those are ready for
and those
use
four
in the
are
fall.
What?
Biblical studies, philosophy, classics, and medieval studies.
Yeah, and I tell you, I use that as a reference tool, particularly I work a lot with the missions and theology departments,
and
others.
That,
and
yes,
and those we have biblical studies, philosophy, classics, and medieval studies.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it just gives you a list of like best books or most important titles in a particular subject on a particular topic, sort of like bibliographies. Like if you were starting a paper, you would have the advantage of looking at someone else's bibliography. But these are bibliographies that like all of the best scholars have agreed on.
Right.
That being said, it's more than just a list because it gives you a summary of the book. You can link out to Amazon or Google Books. You can link out to our catalog, WorldCat, which excitingly enough will be our catalog, but that's another conversation. But so it's really a user-friendly thing. You can also cite it in RefWorks, which is another tool that I've talked about that I promote, helps you keep track of all of your citations.
Yeah,
and all
I think
the,
it's
going to
be
research.
A great asset.
Yeah.
For research in the fall.
I think it's just a good place to start. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a good place to start. So biblical studies, philosophy, classics, and medieval studies.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into that, check it out.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And we also now provide full text access to the Oxford English Dictionary online.
That's right.
Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we provide, another reference tool, and I'm going to kind of skip down here, but I think it's all – and the reason I think of that is because it's also published by Oxford, kind of the authoritative name.
One
of the Encyclopedia of Social Work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give a little bit of background about that. We have that in print, but because our campuses, Germantown and Hendersonville, are offering the social work programs now, they need something that they can access offline. And so this provided that for them. And so we were glad to buy this and print, not only print for our local students, but also the online for our other campuses.
Yeah.
So that's what we're about, is trying to support these other campuses that don't have a physical library like ours. Mm. And they need the resources just like the students here.
Sure.
And that's our focus.
And that's where providing
one of our main
remote access and resources in those campuses and even library services to those campuses becomes really important.
Well, that's why the e-books are becoming so popular and so – I mean, they're needed. They're essential. because just to get these resources out to the students, they don't have a physical place to go to, you know, to look at a book, sit down at a table and look at a book. So
yeah,
that's the goal here.
Sure. Sure.
With these new collections.
Yeah. And the social work program is such a great program.
Yes.
Here at Union.
Yes, and growing and growing. And we got the master's. And
really
it's
excellent students and faculty.
Right, excellent program.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. The Encyclopedia of Social Work, I actually put it on the Social Work Guide yesterday, although we still have to figure out what's going on with the proxy, but I'll talk to Jenny next week. But
yeah.
Okay, so Encyclopedia of Social Work, 20th edition, online. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have some new ebook collections as well we're excited about.
Yes.
Can you tell us about some of those?
I would be happy to. I was super excited about this one because it was a multidisciplinary set. Choice Review, for anybody who doesn't know, Choice is a service, I guess, that reviews books that have been published, and they use experts all over the country to review these books, and then they label them essential for academic libraries, outstanding. So Choice came up with a group of ebooks, 238, that they said were the best outstanding books for academic libraries. So we purchased those this summer. So it's not like a collection for one specific department. You know, it's going to cover a variety. Wide variety of interests. So I really was glad that we could obtain that. And then the Ovid Nursing Book Collection, in 2009 we bought a set. And, of course, since 2009 and it being nursing and subject, there's been updates. So we purchased 29 new titles to replace some older editions so we would have updated medical information out there for our nursing students. We also purchased the Ovid's Pharmacology ebook collection. There's 133 titles in that collection for our pharmacology students. We've got the Net Library 10th shared collection. By the end of summer, they project that there will be 3,000 titles in this collection. So you see, I don't know the total amount of ebooks that we actually own, but I mean, it is astronomical if you looked at them by number. That's just something I don't know that people really realize that how much, you know, we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. So our collection grows and changes.
It's transformed. Yeah. I mean, the 17 years I've been here, it has totally transformed. I would have never dreamed of this day when I first started.
Yeah, and I tell you that I really am impressed with our database holdings compared to the schools that around us. I think we have provided access to a lot of really good content.
I would really be curious and really interested to know how we would compare with some of our peer schools in our database.
I think we're getting stronger and stronger. And I tell you, I'm really excited about this Net Library collection. And one of the reasons, a lot of you may have seen that you can download audiobooks for free via Net Library, and we have a lot of our ebooks in Net Library. This fall, Net Library is coming under the EBSCO platform. And if you've ever, I know we're talking a lot of library talk here, but EBSCO is the interface that's provided for if you've ever used like the ATLA collections or Academic Search Premier. A lot of other Business Source Premier is also under the EBSCO platform.
They're a leader.
And so it's really, really like Google-like in its interface. It's blue and green. It's really easy to use. You can easily find subject headings. So Net Library, I think, coming under that platform will make it really easier to find, download ebooks. You can print up to 60 pages. Some of them you can listen to them. And so a really great collection of things there coming under with the Net Library. So excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we try to be, you know, in the leading edge here and things that are out there available, you know, for libraries.
Yeah. So all these e-resources. Now, Beth, I heard about this thing one time, and I think I saw it in a museum somewhere or a library where they have, you know, this. It's like it was called like a book. Or something. It's got paper and pages that you turn.
Oh, yeah.
And that some people still read those.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they do still read them. And actually, this past year, I looked it up earlier, and we received over 2,000.
Oh, wow.
Actually, over 2,600 print media titles.
Mm-hmm.
In you know, this past academic school year, this budget year. So we're still buying print.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we're buying quite a few. And we request new print titles.
It's not going away.
And there are some things that are available in print that aren't available in digital format.
Very,
and,
very true.
Now, can I ask you a question, kind of on a personal reading note? Have you ever read an ebook? Just out of curiosity, or do you read ebooks, or do you read print? I mean, or
I do. I do read print.
Yeah.
I have read some of an ebook.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to say I have never sat down at a computer and deliberately looked up.
You haven't curled up with your computer.
No, I really haven't. I don't have a Kindle.
On a cold night.
I don't have.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm still a little more of the traditional type person, and I go for the print books.
You know, I just got a Kindle for Christmas.
Yes.
I also have an iPhone. I don't have an iPad, but I thought that getting the Kindle, I would read more on it. Now, I read my Bible on it because it's easy to navigate to the different passages.
Right.
So it works well for kind of a reference format type thing where you can go
jump to the menu
and whatnot, and you can save your place.
Sure.
But in terms of the books that I've read in the past year, I'm still reading print books.
Yeah.
And so I think that's an idea where maybe
I guess in my mind I tend to think that ebooks are more for research.
Right.
And for pleasure reading, you're still going to go to the print.
Now,
that's just a personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know.
And if any of our users have any feedback, I'm trying to decide what to read next. I'm reading a theology book, and I just finished the Bonhoeffer. But I'm thinking about reading Harry Potter. I know the movie just came out.
You should go for it.
I have never read Harry Potter. But I also just downloaded an Oscar Wilde book that someone recommended to me on my Kindle for free. So so it's like, do I want to try to read my first book on the Kindle, or do I want to read Harry Potter? Go for Harry Potter.
Go for Harry Potter.
What
go
do you think,
it.
Paul? Have you read Harry Potter?
Paul is not that into Harry Potter.
But Paul, you're not into Harry. I'm not into Harry. I've always sort of drawn the line and saying I'm not going to read.
I like
Harry
the
Potter.
Books. I've never cared much for the movies. But
yeah, I've never experienced either.
Paul?
No, I'm not into Harry Potter, but I am amazed at the craze that has followed.
I think that's that's such a cultural phenomenon or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. I heard someone say the other day that J.K. Rowling has taught a generation to love to read. And incidentally, talking about the print versus digital format, for the longest time Harry Potter, the books that she wrote, were not available in e-format.
No, she refused.
She refused to let that. Do you know a little bit more about it?
I don't really know why necessarily she did, unless she just wanted the traditional print. She was, I guess maybe from England and wanted it to stay the traditional format. But she since, I think, has changed her mind, and they are available.
Yeah, just recently.
And maybe monetary. I mean,
maybe.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Maybe she needed some more money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
maybe she didn't.
Her rent was due. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
right.
The rent was due.
She some groceries. But
so,
anyway.
Beth, you've been busy doing a lot of buying for the library.
Yes, I have.
But there's some other things that have gone on in the library that you have also been busy doing.
Yeah, we've been doing some different type of buying besides books. Speaking of paint, over the summer we decided to spruce up the place.
Well, good.
I think most of us feel like it's been needed for a while, and so we have a committee that was formed by Annabeth, and we all got together and made some recommendations, what we thought might improve the look of the library and give it a warm feel, an inviting feel for our students to come in and actually enjoy being there. And so we decided to paint some accent walls, quite a bit darker hue of since we could not do all the walls, we decided on some accent walls. And so I think that they look great. I'm super happy with the color choice. I just think it added a lot to it. We've also added some framed archival prints. TR, I think you too went and had those framed.
I think we did, Paul.
Yes. And they look great. And I actually had a comment the other day.
Really?
A staff person here came by and wanted to know if we had any more of those. But he wanted them to hang in their area.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's encouraging.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, I don't think there is anymore because I think.
Well, that's
called a scanner. We can make it.
Well, those things came from archives.
Is that against
so those
copyright?
Are, those are original photographs.
Is that copyright?
I doubt it. I don't know.
Okay. No, those are original photographs.
Okay. Well,
but anyway.
All right. I'll let y'all handle the copyright issues. But anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we have had some really good responses and compliments. And so.
And the restrooms have also received a little updating and upgrading.
Right. Both of the restrooms have been painted. And we've added some little bookcases for the students to, you know, put their things when they come in, and just
air fresheners.
Air fresheners, and
need that.
I mean, you know, it's a bathroom. What can I say? But anyway, they just look so much better, and we also repainted all the group study rooms over the summer, because even though we painted them last summer, somehow it happened that we needed to paint them again. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that. But they are fresh and new as well.
Yeah. Well, they get a lot of use. Those group studies. People are always looking for a good place to study.
Right. And when you pack in, you know, seven or eight people in there, and they bump their chairs against the walls and, you know.
And
Just that nature, that's all I'm going to say.
We've sort of moved some stuff around as well, haven't we, Paul? You and
The laptop zone is now on a back wall.
Yeah. So you won't have to sit in front of the circulation desk.
Then we have some tables that have all the staplers and the tape and the whole punch and all that.
Right.
So that's kind of
all that
next
is
to
like
the copier.
A paper operation over there.
You the paper operation.
Print jobs. You can make copies. You can staple. You can hole punch. You
that's
can
right.
do all that over there. In one
it
little
slices, dices, and makes.
That's right. All in one little central location.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
better flow.
Yeah. When you come in, it really does have a better flow to it.
I have to say, Paul, that day that you really. Because I'd been kind of saying some of these things for a little while and kind of grumbling, and that there was a day when it was real quiet. It was right after the spring had ended, and I was like, why do we need this? Why do we need this big microfilm reader back there? And it has just been sitting back there, and I realized that it didn't print. You could look at the microfilm, but you couldn't print. And we already have another microfilm reader that isn't used a lot in the Faculty Resource Center, so. Paul just kind of said, okay, let's do it. And we went for it.
Blame it on
got
Paul.
Rid of it. Yeah,
blame
we
it
got
on
in
Paul.
A little bit of trouble for that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We changed a display by the door to try to give that a cleaner
pressure. I
didn't
have anything to do with it. I just want to go on record and say
No, Beth was not involved in that. But I think it was really kind of a good – for me, it was just good to just go ahead and just take the initiative to do it. And it's gotten some of these changes started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of started the ball rolling.
All of this to prepare for the upcoming semester.
Right. We just want the students to come back and just feel something that's new. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Because around campus, there's a lot of other new things.
Yeah.
You know. So
Union is growing.
You know, the library
strong,
wants to be a part of that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You know,
and the library is a part of that. I mean, the administration is working hard right now to get ready for this new library building. And,
right.
A lot of meetings going on and planning and things.
So we have new resources.
Central.
We have an updated look in places to the library. So a lot has been going on, a lot of which you have been a part of, and we thank you for that.
Well,
and
I'm just glad to do it. I've been excited to do it, and I've had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm just glad that our director just, you know, led us in that direction.
Yeah. Empowers us to do
us to do some things, and that's wonderful.
And it is. It is wonderful, and it has been wonderful having you here,
Indeed
Beth.
Indeed it has.
We appreciate you
so much.
Joining us today, especially with being a little bit under the weather.
I feel like I'm in a drum.
And you will be having surgery on your back in the not-too-distant future, and we just want you to know that we'll be thinking and praying for your recovery.
Thank you. Please do.
And we won't know what to do without you.
No, we won't.
Because you are an integral part of
us. I will be back.
Who are we going to share our problems
with? Well, I'll be back in September, bossing everybody around. And
well, you just take your time in getting better.
How did I know you would say that?
We are back, and we want to thank you once again for listening to our sixth podcast of the Summer Library. And quickly, we just want to bid a fond farewell to one of our own, Luella Stewart, retired on June 30th. And we just want to say thank you to her for her 11 and a half years of service to the university and to the library, and let her know that she'll be missed. And we just wish her all the best in the upcoming years.
Yeah, when in my year of working with Luella, she was always extremely helpful, really worked hard to get things done, took care of all the details. So we'll definitely miss Luella. And we wish her the best. She's going to spend time with her beautiful new granddaughter and just enjoy her family. So all the best to Luella.
And all the best to our listeners.
And all the best to Beth.
Thanks to Beth, especially with her surgery coming up.
And we'll pray for that.
Yes. And we will see or listen or talk or something to everybody in August.
Yeah, but remember, at the Summer Library, we're studying every day.
Could help you perform better
academically.
There you go.
I see you all next time.
Bye.